from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Emor, the highest priority. If you look at the beginning of Parshat Emor, if you're not a Kohen, you'd say, well, it's not really so relevant to me. The idea is that if you are a Kohen, from the priestly tribe, descendants of Aaron, then you need to defile yourself. You need to go to a funeral only for 7 occasions. The Gemara views that as an absolute obligation. They tell a story of a fellow who's Erev Pesach. He was a Kohen. He didn't want to defile himself. And the rabbis forced him to defile himself for his relative. You're supposed to go to the funeral. You're supposed to be involved in the preparation, the burial of the person. You're supposed to, la yitama, it's a mitzvah to defile yourself if you're a Kohen. So he said, if you're not a Kohen, so what relevance does this have? I'd like to show that actually this section is very relevant to a very important message about our highest priorities in life and in Judaism. The Rambam has a fascinating theory, which he only explores really more deeply in the Sefer HaMitzvot, his collection of the 613 mitzvot, rather than in his volume, magnum opus, in his volume on law and avelut, the Chod Avel. He says, ulchazeh chiyuvzeh, there's an obligation to mourn for our relatives. And in order to strengthen this, b'yero tol b'kohen, it explained it regarding a kohen. In other words, this is not about a kohen. This law is about all Jews, that you have to mourn for a relative. And in order to show this, it says that a Kohen, who's not supposed to defile himself, that he should defile himself for his relatives, in order to strengthen the notion of avelut, of mourning for relatives. Now, mind you, the whole idea of the 7 days of mourning is a rabbinic idea, a very strong ancient rabbinic idea, an ancient Near Eastern idea, something mentioned in the Torah, but it's not a Torah law, it's a rabbinic law. But one day, says the Rambam, is a Torah law, and that is what the mourner, even if he's a Kohen, must do. And as the Rambam does say in the laws of mourning, in his introduction, and the headline, the koteret to the laws of Avil, l'tabel akrovim, there's a mitzvah to mourn for close relatives, the 7 closest relatives, God forbid, mother, father, sister, brother, God forbid, son, daughter, and a spouse, whether it's a husband or a wife. So you have to mourn for those 7 closest relatives. I feel a Kohen mitame. Even a Kohen should do it. The law is that you should mourn for relatives, even a Kohen. Even a Kohen does it. Even a Kohen has to meet tame, he has to become tame, become defiled. Some suggest that the source for this Rambam is the Gemara Moed Katan, Chaf Amud Beis 20b, where it says, Kol Hamur Bashat Kohenim Shto Kohen Mitameh Lehem, Avel Mitaber Lehem. Any relative that this Parshat Emor says that a Kohen should defile himself, then those are the cases where the rabbi said there must be Avilut, there must be mourning, Torah law for one day, Rabbinic law 7 days. Rabbi Salvation explains this further and says that it's interesting that there's a debate between the Rambam and the Ravid as to whether, what about a woman who's a daughter of a Kohen? Okay, well, let's say even before she's married, she's a daughter of a Kohen. She says she doesn't have to defile herself, so if she doesn't want to go to the funeral, she doesn't have to go to the funeral. So why is that? The Ravid says, no, what do you mean? If the Kohen has to go to the funeral, certainly the sister of a Kohen, the daughter of a Kohen, who is not generally forbidden to go to a funeral anyway, she probably wouldn't want to because wants to eat the truma, she wants to eat the holy foods, but she has no prohibition, so of course she should defile herself. So the Rabbi Salvation says no. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says, you see, when we say that a Kohen can defile himself for a relative, it's not that when it comes to a relative, there's no prohibition of going to a funeral. No. The prohibition of the funeral is still there. And the violation of his prohibition, which he's allowed to do, that violation of this prohibition, which is merely pushed off, it's merely set aside a little bit, but it's still there. That violation itself, that's how he shows that he's honoring his sister, but or his wife or his child, God forbid. But the Kohenet, the daughter of a Kohen, the wife of a Kohen, since she has no prohibition, if she goes to the funeral, it doesn't show anything. Sometimes she goes to a funeral. She has her friend Matilda died, so she goes to her funeral. That doesn't show anything. But when a Kohen goes to a funeral, that shows, wow, the Kohen's going to a funeral. He never goes to a funeral. It must be because there's a special law of Avilut, a special law to mourn, to cry, to weep, to pause, and to take note of the loss of a close relative. Rabbi Soloveitchik further explains that this explains the law of Aninut, the Onein. Onein is the status between the death and the burial. It's a very severe status, and no mitzvot may be performed during that time, and no meat or wine may be consumed. So we say, no mitzvot can be performed. Why is that? So you say, oh, it's because, well, he's exempt, he doesn't have to do them. No. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, he's exempt, but the mitzvah is still there. Let's say the mitzvah, he wakes up in the morning, just lost his relatives, he wakes up in the morning, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. And he's specifically not going to put on that tefillin to show respect for the loved one. That is the mourning. The mourning is to not do what he usually does, to take pause. As it says in the Death of a Salesman, someone has died, someone must take notice. We need to take note when someone dies, something has to be done. And that's what we do. The Alei Tamar quotes an interesting passage. He comments on from the Yerushalmi, from Jerusalem Talmud in the third chapter. He says, the Talmud says, maybe a Kohen should defile himself for his Rebbe. You know, there's a notion that when someone has a real Rebbe Mufak, someone has a teacher who taught him most of the things he knows, his whole status as a learned Jew is only because of this particular rabbi. And then that rabbi dies. So that student is supposed to rip his clothes as if he's a child. He's supposed to, he could even theoretically sit Shiva. So they say, what, should he go to the funeral if he's a Kohen? Should the student go to the funeral? So they discuss it. It's not mentioned in our Talmud, but it's an interesting discussion. Why? Because he says it's based on the same idea. If the Kohen has to show his mourning by mourning for his relatives, maybe he needs to do so for his Rebbe as well. Now, there's one proviso here. The Kohen Gadol, the high priest, he doesn't go to any funeral. So if it's such an important value to mourn, then what about the high priest? Here we come to a point that there are unique individuals, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses himself, who had sort of a strange family life, and the Kohen Gadol, who's a strange life in general. He's Minam Yidash Lo Yetze. In general, if he doesn't have to, he doesn't leave Jerusalem, he doesn't leave the Beis HaMikdash, he sleeps over there. It's a very strange life. That's unique. There are unique individuals who can't focus on their family. They represent all the Jewish people. They carry all the weight of the Jewish people on their head. They can't take that time for their family. But everybody else should follow the role of the Kohen. It was really, that's a more normative role model. And he makes time. Today, sometimes people say, well, you know, let's have the funeral on next Tuesday, a few days after the death, because after all, I have an important business meeting. The idea that somehow the business meeting trumps when the funeral is means that the priority of the someone dying, we need to do something about it, is not fully appreciated. Or someone says, well, I'd like to sit Shiva, but I'll just sit for one day, for 2 days, for 3 days. Why? Because I have some business to get back to. This is a responsibility both for the mourner and also a boss. Someone who employs someone and should understand someone has died. Time needs to be taken. Priority comes to this family member. You know, last week we talked about the loving your neighbor as yourself. And this week we're just talking about, you know, Kohen has to go to the funeral. And it seems like we've sort of shifted away from this fundamentals of loving your neighbor as yourself. And we say, no, this parsha teaches a very fundamental principle according to the Rambam. The principle is that the Torah specifically wanted a Jew to show how valuable the relationship of family is. The Torah wanted us to have priorities. Everything stops when a relative dies. All the things that are so important, we got to get this business deal, we got to get this, and the boss, and the job, and everything else takes a side seat. There are dispensations for doing some private work in the house during certain days of the Shiva so that in case you have great loss, ask your rabbi if you have problems like that. But in general, we take time, we make time, we push everything aside, And the role model for this is the Kohen himself, the leader of the community. People seek guidance from the Kohen, as it says in Malachi. And the first guidance is that family comes first, even though his whole life is dedicated to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Holy Temple, to the worship, to the Avodah, to the service to the Jewish people. But then he pauses and takes a stance and says, but the most important people in my life are ultimately my family. We learn in the book of Job, above all else, don't overlook your own family, your own flesh and blood. That has to be, even if our whole lives are busy, at some point we have to stop, smell the flowers, look at our children, speak to our spouses, get involved with our parents. We have to remember, we have priorities. Family, in many ways, comes first. Thanks for joining us here, the Anshei Sefar Beth Elmeth Congregation, and for our discussion of Parshat and more. Join us each week for discussion of the Parshat and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.